No errors. Can you hear the music?
Oh, yeah.
Shit gets me right fucking amped. What do you call that, like, the mouth wipe? The face wipe, or what, like?
Falling boat.
Wait, this part. Right here. This is where. Right? Coming up. Right there. That pause, and then just like, All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick, and shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that incredible intro outro music. You know, like, you find him all over the socials. He's not a big creator. You don't need to be a big creator, but like, he's not a very big creator. He's just doing it because like, he enjoys the jam, you know. He enjoys the jam sesh and like, just shredding on the guitar, and I love that. The guy doesn't care. He's doing it for himself, and no apologies. I love it. So shout out to that guy. And on this week's episode, a guy I've been trying to get on for a while now, like fucking a guy that I like crash landed hard. I might have a man crush. Like I found this dude on TikTok, I believe it was, and then you know, I'm like, fuck, I got to get this guy on the podcast for sure. And here we are, like 3 months. I don't know. What was it? I don't know. It was a couple months ago. Anyway,
I'm such a flake. I'm sorry.
You're not a flake. You're not a flake, bro. Anyway, we got Murph. What's up, man?
So, thanks for having me. For one, I'm sorry. It's such a hassle. This should have happened in Vegas. We'll get to that.
Yeah. We were going to do it while you were in Vegas, but you know how everyone has a hangover story or the movie The Hangover? There's a reason why most podcasts don't happen when I want them to, and that's because there's a much larger story at play. And, you know, the podcast game is, I say it all the time, you know, cat and mouse, right? And, you know, when I catch you, I'll catch you. But, you know, when it doesn't happen when it's supposed to happen, it's generally because there's a storyline that has to unfold there first, right? And I'm glad it didn't happen that night in Vegas, man, because you wouldn't have a Vegas story to tell me.
I'll say one thing. My buddy did tell me because I was trying to connect the dots and what happened that night and retrace what the fuck happened, and my buddy was like, yeah, I remember I got a Snapchat from you and you were dancing with a few midgets in the street. I'm like, huh? Like, no. I'm like, well, I'm glad Blacked Out Murphy had fun, so good for him. I wish I could recall. So I'll backtrack. I was in Vegas for class for the Carpenters Union. Went out the first night, had three beers. I was on Fremont Street, and the last thing I remember was looking up at those lights on Fremont Street, and it was like it was just a bunch of fish. It was cool. And then it was like I blinked. And I woke up on the side of the fucking road. There was a crew of guys. They were laying down cones or whatever. And I woke up to one guy like poking me in the side, like, "Hey man, you all right?" And I looked around. I'm like, "No." So I looked at my phone. It had like 5% left on it. Flooded with calls, texts from my coworkers, from my wife.
Did you freeze? You might have froze.
Lost you for a second?
Yeah, you froze there. So you woke up from a bunch of calls and texts from your wife and your coworkers. That's what I got. I wonder if I take the Wi-Fi off.
I just took my Wi-Fi off. Oh boy, standing by. Can't hear you. You're frozen, buddy.
Are you back?
We're gonna make this work.
Yeah, hold on a second. Get it started here. Do we want the microphone or not? Can you hear me?
Yep, you're back.
You can hear me.
There you are.
Here I am. There we go. We're taking the podcast mobile right now. You know,
I'm honored.
Yeah. So can you hear me? You can hear me?
Yeah, we're back, baby.
Hell yeah, baby. So this podcast this podcast is very rough around the edges, right? Like, it's not like a professional podcast or anything. I think it's been all about making it work when we can, right? And I'm in camp. I'm up north. I'm in hotels with bad services. I'm in camp with no service. And right now I'm sitting in the truck. You know, we make it work when we can. It's all about the excitement and the fun. And this will be like fucking the late 70s, an episode in the late 70s, and I'm blown away that I've made it this far.
Yeah, we should have like a little intermission song when it blacks out, like
yeah, exactly. So speaking of blackout, I got from that before we cut out that you woke up on the side of the road from a whole bunch of missed calls and texts from your wife and your coworkers.
Yeah, so I woke up on the side of the road. These guys were laying down cones. And, hey, you all right, bud? I'm like, no, I'm not. No. So I woke up. Like, cash was gone out of my wallet. But my wallet was in my front pocket instead of my back pocket. My credit card was used multiple times, so it was frozen. Couldn't get an Uber back to the training center because of that. So called the training center. They sent out their point person and picked me up. And I was like, hey, you know, we going to the police station or no? Let's see if they get you back to class. At that point, I was just like, dude, I just want to go home. Like, I was so checked out. I woke up. I felt like I was hit by a bus. I'm like, I just want to go home. I got my wish and My poor wife, she ended up picking me up at like 2 a.m. from Cleveland Hopkins Airport. And I felt so fucking bad. And everyone, I've been honestly just overwhelmed with the amount of people who've reached out and just like, hey man, you all right? Hey, you good? I heard what happened. I'm just like, I'm alive, you know? Nothing terrible happened to me. As far
you got a
as
tattoo.
I did. I do remember though. And it's right here. I don't know if you could see it.
Yep.
But yeah. Probably one of the unluckiest nights of my life and the most ironic tattoo I have on my body now. So,
well, you got a cool story to tell out of it anyway. I mean, like, your wife probably ain't laughing and your boss probably ain't laughing, and like, but like, you gotta, and maybe you're not laughing like hysterically yet, but like in a couple years, this will be something like, hey, remember that time I went to Vegas? And yeah, like, and it was like the hangover.
The initial shock is definitely gone because, man, it felt like I was in a like alternate universe for a little bit. Like, what just happened? Like, I flew across the country. I was there for a day and I was sent back. like really?
That was an eventful 24 hours though.
Yeah. Yeah, to say the least, to say the least. But
oh shit,
I you know, that's not how I wanted to represent the union, obviously. But hey, you know, I asked them. I'm like, hey, is this something that happens a lot? Or like, yeah, unfortunately, this has happened a handful of times. I'm like, maybe talk about it, like in orientation. Like, hey, when you go out tonight, travel with a buddy, make sure you, you know, make sure that your drinks are good. Yeah. Like, never in a million years would I thought that would happen to me, and it did. And, you know, spreading any kind of awareness. And I heard from a buddy of mine that like some people were even like sticking little patches on people, and that was enough to crazy, wow. Craziness. But I will say this, my first time I was in Vegas was for the third year apprenticeship program, and I probably walked the strip the whole time. I probably slept like 2 or 3 hours that whole weekend, and I just saw it all, you know?
Yeah.
This time I was like, all right, I'm going to go to Old Vegas. Everyone's like, well, you didn't go to Fremont Street. What are you thinking? And I'm like, all right, I'll go. And I heard there was a guy who made like 6 figures a year, and all he does is charge people like 5-10 bucks to kick him in the nuts. That's it.
Bro, I want to do that.
Make 6 figures. And hey, man, good for you. It was my mission that night to find him. I was like, I'm going to pay this man $5 and I'm going to.
Man, like, I wonder if he has any children.
No chance.
And if he does, are they like attached at the head and like, you know, like.
No, not a chance. Yeah, that option's gone, I think.
Fuck, man. That's wild, man. No, that's. I didn't know when we were going to get into this story, but fuck, right off the hop is good.
I figured get it out of the way. You know, we can get into apprentice stories too, because I have some pretty good hazing stories. I'll just jump right into it. So I was reflecting a little bit. I hate tooting my own horn, but I started my journey March 2018 as a first-year apprentice. And while I was a first-year apprentice, I was at a dental school downtown.
And oral, gotcha.
We were throwing up these prefabricated panels, and I was working with a laborer. And every time I messed up, this laborer put a rock in my pouch. So by the end of the day, I had like 7 rocks in my pouches, like ridiculous amount. Like I kept messing up and messing up and messing up. And everyone thought it was hilarious. The next day, I clock in. Roy looks at me. He's like, hey, Murph, how many rocks are going to be in your pouches today? I'm like, not a damn one. 5 minutes into my shift, I put the extension ladder the wrong way, upside down. He looks at me and he's like, here's one big boulder. and he gave me that boulder. He said, every time we fly a panel, you're just going to hold on to it. He wrote with Sharpie on that rock, I'm with stupid. And every time a panel went up, I'm holding that rock. 8 hours, I was doing this.
You never did that again, did you?
No. The big wig for the company comes by, of course. And he's standing next to the foreman and he sees this. He's like, what's that apprentice doing? And my foreman explained it. He thought it was the best thing ever. This dude was such a hard ass, like old school, just like work, work, work. What are you doing? What are you looking at? Why aren't you working? Like that kind of guy. And when he saw me standing there with the rock, it just tickled him and no one ever saw that. And I'm glad that brought it out of him. So I have a little piece of this rock still in my bag. And people still hold me to it to this day. Some people still call me Johnny Rock.
Johnny Rock. So do you do that to apprentices now?
No, I throw pan heads at their hard hats. just good old fashioned mental warfare, you know?
Oh yeah. Oh, I work in the oil and gas industry. I know all about mental warfare.
Yeah, I feel like some of these guys have been in the trade so long, it's almost like prison rules. It's just like fresh fish, like Let's see what we can do. Like, let's see if we can break this kid.
So and are you fourth year now, or like, are you journeyman? Like, where are you at now?
Yeah, I've been a journeyman for a couple of years now.
Good for you. Still getting rocks put in your pouches?
No, man. Oh shit. This story might get me canceled, but whatever. Before I left for Vegas, I almost got into a fight with a guy on the job site. He accused me of moving his pouches into the rain on lunch break while I was filming. So he called me a few homophobic slurs and all that, and I got in his face and I'm like, go ahead, swing. You know, I'm right here. Your move. Didn't do anything, right? It rubbed me the wrong way. And it was on a Friday. I went to the store immediately after work and I bought a whole box of tampons. I wrote his name on each tampon and attached a note on each tampon that said, property of so-and-so, if found, please return. This job site I was on had two buildings. So I got in early on Monday, 45 minutes early, and I started at the building across from me on the 7th floor. Put two on each floor all the way down. Went to the next building, top floor. Two on each floor all the way down, and I had one left. Signed in the sign-in sheet where everyone signs in. Put it right next to the sign-in sheet. Went to my work area, and then I waited. And of course, I was the first to sign in, you know. My coworker, Lynn, the older guy, that he's so old. So old. I hope he sees it. I'm just busting his balls, but he comes into the work area. He's like, you know, this is probably your last day on the job site, right? I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, it's on. Sure enough, dude shows up to my work area, pissed, just fuming, right? And he's just like, you do that shit? I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Got my face. I was like, we can pick up right where we left off last week if you want. Your move. Still, nothing. He's like, you're a funny guy, Murph. And he put his fist out for me to bump. I'm like, well, I'm glad I can entertain you. And I walked away. Just so, so cold, man. I'm just like, I was still fuming over it. And about an hour went by, and I'm just like, I walked up to him like, hey, we can settle this like adults, or we can meet up after work and fight it out. Where you want? And I put my hand out like we could squash it. Your choice. We shook hands, and I apologized. I said, I mean, life's been crazy for me, so I've had a short fuse. I'm just like, you know, I apologize. I'm like, yeah, that was, I took it a little too far, I think. And I'm pretty petty. And he's like, hey, you know, it's all good. And we squashed it. My foreman texts me. He's like, hey, whatever happened between you and so-and-so, it needs to stop. I can't have my two good guys arguing on the job site and at each other's throats. I'm like, hey, we already squashed it. Like, it's done. He's like, good. All right, cool. Couple hours go by, and I'm working. Dude comes up to me, and he's like, hey, I thought we were cool. Four people have come up to me and given me these tampons. Like, he's like, how many are there? I'm like, probably the amount that's in a pack. And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. I was like, I'll gather them all up at lunchtime. And I did. I went around, did my same thing. Seventh floor, worked my way down. Now, I didn't find them all because I was in blind rage and I was just tossing them and getting them. And it's all good. We squashed it. My last day was yesterday on that job, and I shook his hand again. I said, hey, no hard feelings, and hope to see you on the next one. And you know, like, it's we're playing for the same team, you know. There's no reason to get all bent out of shape and like do any of that. So our lives are stressful enough on the job.
Hell yeah, we're all there to do it for the same reason, right? We're all there to clock in, feed our families, and go home, right? Ultimately, and you know, you don't have to get along with everyone on the job site, but you know, it life's better when we do get along, or at least we're amicable, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, that's huge, man. That you did a huge thing there. You know, you're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. And you picked them all up and you shook hands and whatnot. That's That's pretty good of you. I have a couple stories similar to that where like I was in my younger 20s. So like when I was in my younger 20s, I was a nuisance and I let everyone feel it, right? Like buddy, I made a bet with buddy that he couldn't quit smoking. And if he did, I'd give him $100. And he's like, man, I'm like, day five, no smokes. That's huge for me. I've been smoking for 30 years. Where's my $100? I'm like, man, after I give you this, you're probably going to go buy smokes. Fuck you, right? And he's like, oh, he was mad, right? And I had a bottle of water in my hand, and he took my water. He's like, well, this is mine now. I've had it with you, you know? Like, and I went in my backpack, and I cracked another one, and I started drinking from it. I'm like, okay, have the water. He grabs that one. I'm like, all right. I grab another one out and start cracking it and start drinking it. And he just walks away in a blind rage, right? And man, like, he messaged me on Facebook, like, fucking, geez, I was probably 22, 23. He messaged me probably, like, 3 years ago on Facebook being like, remember that time you made a bet with me and you couldn't fucking stick to your word? I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, like, fucking let's go take care of this shit. I'll come to you, you know, and
right,
like, you know, like, fuck, man, get over it.
That's great.
There even was with my coworkers now, man, like when they like, because I've had to fight for every square inch of what I have here, right? Like as a shorter guy in the oil patch, as a guy who makes videos, I'm heavily scrutinized, right?
You're singing my song.
Yeah, exactly. So like I'm heavily scrutinized, and you know, I've had to fight for every square inch of respect coming in, you know. And I feel like that's a lot of young guys too, right? A lot of young guys coming into the industry, any industry they gotta fight for it. But you know, so I've you know, if I come in and I'm a little late, or I making videos again, hey, you know, shit like that. Well, buddy, he showed up to work a couple months ago. We showed up to site at like midnight. We had to be on site for midnight. We sat there till 6 o'clock in the morning doing nothing. We literally had a nap, right? And it was time to start work, and he threw a hissy fit, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I didn't see him leave. He left. He left his high and dry. He left site and went back and parked the truck, and the dispatch had to send someone else out. And I sent a text to the group in the group text. I'm like, how did I word that? I'm like, you know what the best part about this guy is? How'd that go? The guy they sent out was like, he was a half-tard, right? So I sent the text. I'm like, it's pretty wild when they can send this guy out and he makes you look bad, right? Like it's a pretty wild day when even this guy makes you look bad, right? Yeah. And my boss calls me right away, right? And he's like, hey, he's like, I know it's frustrating, but can we not start shit at 6 o'clock in the morning? and he's just getting the shop, right? I'm 6 hours into my day, right? He's just getting there. Yeah. And I'm like, man, like, you should hear what this guy just did and everything he's doing. And he's like, I know, I've already got the rundown on it. He's like, but can we not? I'm like, had I done that, I'd be stomped up and down on, yelled and screamed at. You know what I mean? Like, I've had to fight and scratch and just crawl my way to where I'm at, you know? And yeah. And these new guys, they just get a fucking pass, right? And that blows my mind. It sucks, dude. And I can't keep my mouth shut, especially the older I get, right? The older I get, it's like I'm throwing a couple comments in there, and it's going to land how they land. I don't care. Well, he didn't answer the text back until several hours later, because he went back and he went to sleep. He woke up, saw the text, and he's firing back at the text. And I'm starting to text back, and my boss calls me immediately. He's like, hey, please do not answer that back. Just, I'll deal with it. You just leave it alone. He knew. I'm like, all right. So, like, 2 months go by. And I walk into the shop, and who do I see? This guy sitting there, right? And I've forgotten all about this interaction, right? This happened 2 months ago. Whatever. It is what it is. So I walk by him, and he's like, you're just going to walk by me like that, huh? Nothing to say now, huh? And I'm like, what are you going on about? He's like, that night, that morning, you sent the text, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, bro, you're still going on about that? Like, man, get the fuck over it and let's move on with our lives. And he starts telling this story about what had happened. I'm like, I don't care. That was 2 months ago, man. Like, I've forgotten all about it. I forgot all about it when the truck broke down an hour later and we were scrambling to fix it. You know, so many other things that have happened since then, you know. And, he couldn't get over it, man. And for 2 months, he sat on it, stewing on it, waiting to see me again. I thought that was wild.
So the next time you encounter an issue like that, you got to ask that person. You got to be like, hey, man, you know, you seem stressed out. You seem like, you know, you're just on edge. And just, have you ever tried, you know, the medicine Triactin? What's Triactin? Yeah. Triactin like an adult. Oh, yeah. Hey, there's the door. That's where you leave your feelings. You can get them after the 8 or 10 hours you clock in, because the people that you work with, like, sticks and stones, man, sticks and yep. stones. That, and that's bottom line. Like, I got yep. I got my 10. You went like this, got paid the same.
Yep. You know,
I've worked with plenty of fucking assholes in my time, and that's their problem. It's not mine. You know, that's yep. my problem temporarily. That's their problem for their whole lives, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, so how did you get into the whole social media thing? Like, what made you decide to, like, start a TikTok and start documenting, you know, your day and fucking your wild shenanigans that have followed?
Barstool Sports. 100%.
Barstool Sports.
So I had a video go viral. It was me and the Port-a-John of, like, heavy winds taking a Port-a-John up, and me, you know.
I seen that video.
Yeah, I'm in heaven now. Yeah, that one took off. I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. So one day, me and my buddy Scott, we're on break, and like, hey man, like, I need someone for this video, like this Left Hand in Anger video. Like, all you gotta do is say Murph, Left Hand in Anger, Left Hand in Anger, and that's it. And it took me 30 seconds. Took us 30 seconds. I posted it, and the next day, Barstool Sports reached out to me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like this is crazy, you know? Like, never thought, you know, I'd be there, you know? And it just snowballed from there. And I'm glad I kept up with it, because I've honestly probably recruited 20 to 30 people into the union just messaging me like, hey, how do I get started? Different states, all that. I'm just like, where are you at? I'll find your local and get you started. I'm like, let's go. Like, kidding me? So Just making a difference in that aspect, like, I wish I would have started my apprenticeship earlier in life, because it's benefited me so much. And to be a clown and have people like reach out to me and just say, hey, I like the work you're doing. Like, how do I get into this? Like, I didn't think I'd ever be here. And I didn't think I was ever going to be doing this kind of stuff. And, you know, I've always been like a class clown, but, you know, I've had so many people come up to me like, hey man, don't stop. And I was going to stop. I got kicked off of 2 jobs in 1 month this year. I drove home with no music that day. The second job I was kicked off of, I really did. I drove home, no music, just thinking about my actions. I was with a contractor. I started with this contractor day one. They took care of me for 3 years, kept me on drywall. And I was like, hey, I'm not going to journey out being a board hanger. Sorry. Went to a different contractor. Ended up going back to my first contractor. And as a journeyman. So my first day as a journeyman, I was back at this very first contractor I was with, that I left in my third year of my apprenticeship. And I was working at Progressive Field downtown in Cleveland. And
Cleveland Browns play there?
No. Guardians now. They were the Indians or the Guardians now.
Oh. So
I was working at the baseball field. And one day after lunch, I saw a gondola. It was filled with cardboard. Me and my buddy Mike got back from lunch. And without hesitation, I just jumped in that thing and it tipped over. And it was just funny. And he's like, it would have been a lot funnier if you did it off a ladder. I'm like, you're right. So I did. Jumped off a ladder into a gondola. About a week prior, I was in a harness, and my buddy lifted me up while I was in the harness, and I was just dangling there, and it was like 20 seconds, like, whatever. I didn't think anything of it, and turns out that was the reason I was fired. They had to check every harness that the contractor had, every harness that they had, and I didn't know about this. Like, I felt terrible afterwards, of course, but like, you know, like when I was in school, like, we saw plenty of examples of false safety. So I was like, oh, why not? Like, what can it hurt? Turns out me throwing myself into a gondola wasn't the reason I got fired. It was me dangling from a harness. All fair reasons, you know.
Both of them are equally as fair.
Yeah, I hold zero resentment, and I understand their decision.
So. Well, You did get your logo out of it, right?
Like, I did.
Jumping off the ladder into the gondola. Yep. We called that like a trash cart, but
I call it the Air Murphy sticker.
Yeah. I gotta get me one of those for my iPad, man.
I'm gonna send you one, I promise you.
Send two. I'll put it on my lunchbox too.
I appreciate that. So I get fired, right? And this contractor that I've been with that I just left yesterday, actually, for a better opportunity, they hired me a half hour after I was fired. And I'm so grateful for that. I had plenty of contractors trying to snag me, and they took me in, and I met a lot of good guys with this contractor, and I'm definitely going to miss quite a few of them. So the very first job that I was on for this contractor was a Werwin Schwilliams, we'll say that.
Oh,
and I made my Sean Paul video, and it was lunchtime, and it was the Working with AirPods Sean Paul. Some bigwig in Chicago saw it, called the job site, got a hold of the job site superintendent. Job site superintendent called my foreman. I got a text from my foreman, and it literally said this. It said, "Hey, dumbass, grab all your company tools and come down to the trailer." I already knew what was going on. So, come to find out, this big wig in Chicago that saw my video was just like, "This is why the job's behind. This is why." And it's like, "I just got here this week, dude. Don't blame me." So, needless to say, they threatened a lawsuit. Yeah. They're like,
"You're just a fucking blue collar menace," is what you are. I love it. I'm here for it.
I didn't plan this, you know? And I was just like, "Yeah, I'll take the videos down. It's not that serious, dude. Like, relax. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, you know, I was working hard for you guys. And you just, whatever. Hey, you know what?" So after I was kicked off of that job site, I've been on this one for the past few months, and left on my own terms, and going to seek a better opportunity and possibly run work and shape the future of these young carpenters.
Don't do as I say, not as I do, though.
I mean, hey, I feel like we can really change the culture here, because there's no fucking reason you have to go to college, be in college debt, and not find a job, you know, when you can go to school for free and be in zero debt when you graduate and be making the same as people who did go to college. Like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, you might get cancer, but who cares? Throw your life away.
Well, everything will give you cancer now. You go work an office job, you sit staring at the fucking blue screen for how long? You know, you sit in your chair all hunched over, you're like, "I got torticollis," or whatever the hell it's called. And, you know, you stare at a computer screen, your eyeballs get cancer.
Yep.
You know, you're sitting in an office chair, your balls are like tucked underneath you. You might get ball cancer from that.
You never know. All I'm saying is I wouldn't change a damn thing, and I'm so happy I'm in the trades and doing what I do, because I wouldn't have it any other way. I really wouldn't.
No, man.
It's a career, you know. I wish that they'd push the trades more, because we need guys, you know?
Hey, we talk about this all the time on here now, especially since I think Slim Brick.
Love that guy.
Yeah, he's good shit. We talk about this all the time now, and it's that, you know, marketing is a weak point for blue collar, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if we can make it look, you know, we're making good money, we can make it look like we're making good money working hard and having a little bit of fun at the same time. if that's what gets bodies in the door, then so be it, man. You know, like, they don't have an issue with what I'm doing. You know, I haven't had any issues. I did take a couple videos down over the years, but like nothing crazy. You know, it's actually been more than welcomed. It's like, hey, we need some laughs around here. You know, like, you know, we're away from home for weeks, months at a time. We need some laughs. We're missing everything that we love.
Absolutely. 100%. What, you know, you're working hard. Why be miserable doing it? You know?
Yep.
Exactly, man. I feel like,
I
feel like I've definitely helped morale on the job site quite a few times, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure. And you know, like you said about how many people you've gotten into the labor, man, into the union, sorry. I get messages all the time from people who don't know where I'm from all over the world asking, hey, how do I get into the oil and gas industry? Well, like, can you get to Canada? Because, you know, I can tell you how to get jobs here. And they're like, well, I'm from today, Brazil. Guy in Brazil was listening to my podcast. Just a couple weeks ago, I was saying, I don't have anyone in South America. Here we go, baby. We're expanding. New routes. Woo! Right? And so there you go. He said he was listening today. He's in Brazil. And he was wondering, you know, how do I go about getting a job there? And I'm like, dude, I honestly wouldn't know anything about the work visa or the citizenship thing. You work on that and I can try to help you with the other stuff when you're here, right?
So and you can't just pick up a hockey stick and just come on in, you know.
Grab a hockey stick, jump on your moose, head to the nearest igloo and down a bottle of maple syrup.
We got all that and Drake. Like, come on.
Ooh, shit. Wheelchair Jimmy, man. Have you seen his dick?
I fell into the hole. Yeah, absolutely.
My God.
It's been messy. It's been messy.
It has been messy. And when I saw that, I got messy, right? Like, it's hard not to. You got to admire when another man's got a beautiful package, you know?
Well, for me, it was like I remember when the Cavaliers were in the playoffs and when the Raptors were in the playoffs. And I just remember Drake on the sidelines that like all the time, just like being too much, you know?
It's big dick swinging in his pants, you know?
Like he was stepping on court, waving his towel and shit. Like he was just like, like, you know, you have rules, you know, but I'm not going to start Drake hating out.
Hey, listen, calm it down, waving that towel around with those fucking gray sweatpants on. My wife is watching this shit. Right? Like, you know, shit. Settle down, Drake. Settle down, Wheelchair Jimmy.
Hey, I got to ask you this. Have you ever made the Port-A-John walls? Has your name ever been on there?
Dude, yes. Now, the first time I may have put my own name on there. But like, hey, that's just, give me attention. Give me attention. Look at me, you know. That might have been the first time. But another time I walked in and saw it, I was like, I didn't even do that one. That's impressive. Yeah.
Some guys are real artists. I've seen some Picassos, let me tell you. It's heartwarming. Like it really is. It's like you have someone dedicating their hard work and time and dedication to you. Like
they're fans.
Yeah, you get like a whole caricature, you know, some mean words underneath, like. Yeah. I haven't made it yet, but I'm waiting for the day.
So back in middle school, I had this girlfriend. Her name was Devin, right? And
Debbie?
No, Devin. Like the boy, Devin the boy, but she was a girl. I hope. Anyway, so we were hanging out at the park near her house called Bernie Arbor. And she busts out a marker and she's like, have you ever decided you want to write on walls? And I'm like, yeah, I've never done that before. Right? So we start writing on the walls. We wrote shit like, you know, Richard was here. Because my name's Richard. Dick Richard. You know, Richard was here. And she wrote, Devin was here. Right? We wrote all this other shit and whatnot. We got a little lovey-dovey on the wall. And fucking, then we decided the smart idea was to write our principal's name on the wall. Her name was Miss Luxon. Miss Luxon sucks balls. Right? Single file Hampton style was the fucking thing. Anybody listening to this podcast from back home that went to Hampton Heights knows exactly what I'm saying and how single file Hampton style, you know? And like that's how you had to walk down the hall. Single file Hampton style. Anyways, they demoed that fucking school. I was the last graduating class and now it's a subdivision, so whatever. So we were walking out and this guy, the janitor, whoever, walks by. He's like, did you guys do that? What? No, of course not. We're just walking through the park, right? And next thing you know, we're at school a couple days later and we're being called to the principal's office. The police are there, right? Well, when you write your own fucking name on the wall and then write Hampton, single file Hampton style, and the name of your principal, they know where you are, right?
It wasn't me.
Hey, yeah. Well, hey, listen to this. So I guess they questioned her first and she had her thing and then they questioned me. And then I'm like, nope, I didn't do that. No, that wasn't me at all. And they're like, really? They showed me another picture. How come your name's on it? And I'm like, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I turns out Devin fucking denied the whole thing. Deny. Right? Like smart on her.
Gangster. Right?
Gangster. You know, we were in grade 7. This bitch was light years ahead of her time, right? And like, fucking, yeah, man. And like, yeah, I folded like a fucking lawn chair, right? And then so I get home and my dad's waiting for me. He's like, so, how was art class? And I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, I heard you try to lie about it at first, but then you cop to it. You're a bit of a bitch, but good job, right? And then fucking Devin and Devin's mom and my dad had to have a chat, and we weren't allowed back at Bernie Arbor for a long time, which turned out to be problematic in my 20s because for a little bit I lived right outside Bernie Arbor and I took my dog for a walk there. I fuck 20 years later, you think it would be forgotten, right? Nah, whatever. But so yeah, it was a good time, man. I folded like a lawn chair and Devin was just a stone cold criminal.
Gotta love it, man.
She broke up with me a couple months later, unrelated reasons. She wanted a man that was just as bad as her, I assume.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, he's not gonna have that mustache. I mean, come on, look at that.
Fuck no. Do you think Devin got 2024 Dick Frost? Fuck no.
No.
No. She got prepubescent fucking. Every time the wind blows, I have a hard on Dick Frost, you know, like.
Yeah. Devin, if you're listening, you fucked up.
No. If my wife is listening, you're welcome. Shortly after Devin, my wife and I got together, like 3-4 years later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like, thank God Devin wanted greener pastures, right?
Absolutely. Everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that. I really am.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Devin ended up having a kid really early. Sorry, Devin, if you're listening. She ended up having a kid really, really, really young. Like, maybe it was only like 2-3 years later where she was popping one out, which good for her. She's done having kids now and she's my age. She's all her kids are like fucking pretty much in high school or older. So,
yeah, I became a dad at 20.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah, my oldest, my daughter, she turned 11 yesterday.
Are you with the mom still?
Nope. No. Oh. No, that's how I became a master carpenter. One divorce, you know? That's required if you want to further yourself in your career in carpentry.
There you go. Hey, I got a question. Do you know what viscosity is?
Oh, my God. You're taking me back to, like... biology, maybe? Is that like the thickness of a liquid?
That is the thickness of a load, baby. Yeah. The thickness of liquid. Where I'm going with this is that the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, and the Mudman deals in viscosity. You know, viscosity, the viscousness of the fluid going downhole on a drilling rig, right? When you're drilling, you know, it's gotta remain pretty. You know, can't be too thick, can't be too thin. Gotta be just right. You know, you that whipping up that baby batter for downhole. You know.
I thought you were about to talk about load-bearing walls. You know.
Whoa! No, I've been in this room. I've been in my room in this camp for 6 years. You want to know how good the load-bearing wall is? Come take a look. Bring the black.
I crossed the line.
No, shit, no. There's no crossing lines on this podcast. That's for damn sure.
Oh shit.
So, no, the Mudman sponsors the podcast. You know, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, www.mudmarket.com, man, for all them thick loads, boy.
That's like the best like ad you could.
I got the Mudman. Hey, the Mudman's got your back and your front, and I've got the Mudman's back. That might be a little bit weird, but like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Hey man, respect.
Shout out to the Mudman. I love that guy. Oh,
I even know him. I love him too.
Yeah, he's good shit. He's good people, man. He's got a sick logo. You would like it, actually. You would like it. I don't have it on me right now, but you've probably seen it. I've had it. Oh, I've had a sticker on my hard hat that's been in some videos. I've got a hat for sure that's been in a recent video and some shirts.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that ad.
Well, wait till you get my Manscaped one. I'm working on a Manscaped sponsorship right now. I messaged them a bunch of times. I don't know if they appreciate my pitch about, you know, something about manscaping and dick and, you know, shit like that. So
yeah. You're just out here making moves, man. I'm like
just trying.
So like, damn, like so much respect.
I told you to get on Instagram, and was I wrong?
You weren't. I was strictly TikTok for a while, and I was just like, oh man, they're gonna ban TikTok. Maybe I should expand my horizons. And you literally, like, in the nick of time, you're just like, hey, I'll show you the way. Sure enough, man, I'm like, I want to say almost 60,000 followers on TikTok, and I just hit 30,000 on Instagram yesterday. I'm just like,
no, I saw that. The first time I looked, you grew a little slow with like to start. I was like, all right, he'll get there. It was like 400 or 500, and then it was at 2,000. Then I looked back and you were over 10, and then you know you were approaching 20 when I last looked. And, you know, and man, I knew your content would do well over there.
It's two very, very different audiences. And oh, yeah. I wasn't ready for it because you got a lot of older guys on Instagram than TikTok. And if you want to talk about being scrutinized, like I said, I I mean it, like everything I film on the job, like it's on my 15 minute break or my 30 minute lunch. And yep. Sometimes I don't eat because I'm being an idiot. And these guys just always assume I'm just doing it on the clock. And it's just like, hey, I'm about to have 4 mouths to feed. Do you think I'm going to fuck around like that, asshole? No, I'm not. I'm going to fucking do right by my family. But the comments, you know, like the comments, like, why aren't you working? Shouldn't you be working? Like, do none of you guys have breaks? Do you guys not have like human rights where you work?
There are no breaks. Like, 85 hours a day, 72 years straight, boy. You know, you go 91 hours straight without a break.
I lived through two world wars and I've seen Ice Spice. I know enough.
You know what? You know what? I was thinking today, fucking boomers are the last fucking people that I want to be taking any kind of advice from. Anytime a boomer has anything to say about me, any judgmental fucking comments or any advice they want to give advice, I walk the other way. I don't want to. Keep your mouth closed, bud. You're the last person I want to hear from. You know what I mean? Like, the boomers think, like, my father-in-law, man, like, he's got a lot to say about my lifestyle and, like, my job and how we live and stuff like that. He's like, oh, your wife should be working and you shouldn't be going away to work. You're abandoning your children. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because when you go away in the middle of the afternoon to cheat on your wife, you know, you're not abandoning your whole entire family, right? Get fucked, bud.
My goal here is what you've accomplished. Like, I don't want my wife to work anymore. I don't want her. I want her to spend time with the kids, and that's what she wants. And I am fucking trying my best to get there, like, through this nonsense.
You'll get there, bud. You'll get there. You making money on TikTok and Instagram now, right?
No. No.
TikTok.
Most money I made off of anything has just been through my stickers. And that's been probably a few $100. And then
you'll get there, man.
Yeah, no, I've been, I'm determined, man. Trust me. I've got so much material up here. And like, I'm not trying to throw shade to any other blue collar content creators, but like, I've seen my stuff, like, being, you know, I feel like I'm setting some trends every now and
then. I've used your shit.
Yeah, no, but you reached out to me. There's some that just like no credit, nothing. You've tagged me and all that, but like if I actually use someone's content and spin it in my own way, like, I'll at least try and tag and be like inspiration.
Like I did, I spun it in my own way, yeah.
Yeah, it's just common courtesy, but like, you'll have like these, like, you know, there's certain like big channels that'll just take your shit too. Like,
oh, there is. Fucking right there is, man. So that happens to all of us, man. Go listener, go talk to Rough Iron, go talk to Slim Brick. It happens to me, man. It happens to all of us, you know, like, people are just like, you know, and I mean, in a way, that's kind of what the internet is. TikTok is, you know, it's sort of like that. You know, I've had a lot of people tag me in the stuff that they do, and then there's a lot of people that don't. That Billy Madison video, man, it was too fucking fire not to do it. You know, like, I went and bought lipstick for that. I was like, you know what? $8 for lipstick, huh? And I'm not done with it either. I've got another one coming, right?
At least
I've got another idea for it.
At least you bought yours. I used my wife's and I smashed her fucking lips. I've never put on lipstick, so I didn't know you're supposed to turn it and then put the cap on. I just smashed that shit. And she's like,
it's amazing how older people or some people like take the internet as Bible, right? Like, cause buddy's like, imagine showing up to site with lipstick and putting it on. And I'm like, bro, for one, like, I didn't really do that on site. I went to an old abandoned lease with some wellheads there, and I did it there. Actually, I filmed that video in three different spots, and I was so fucking mad about it because I went to the one spot, and then when I went to the other one, like, I fucked up. So then I had to restart it, go back to the other one, go do that spot part over there, and I couldn't get the music to line up like you did. You know, you made it a little longer, and...
It was a process, let me tell you. It took me a long time to nail that and then post it. But I still had like a little shade of it on my lips after break.
Yeah.
And like, I even told my coworker, my buddy Lynn, I'm like, all right, man, I'll see you after break. I'm gonna go put some lipstick on. He's like, what?
Well, all my coworkers were a little confused because at first I was asking the women I work with, hey, you got any lipstick you're not using? Hey, you got any lipstick? It took me 2 days to like, all right, I got to go buy the lipstick. Yep. Right? I was even asking, like, the front desk girl, dispatch, you got lipstick? Hey, you got lipstick?
I mean, I have no shame, man. I showed up on Halloween dressed up as a mime, and it was... So I texted my foreman on that job the night prior. It was October 30th. Like, hey, man, I went to the doctor's. I lost my voice. He said I'm not contagious. Are you okay with me coming in tomorrow? He's like, that's the best thing I heard. I don't have to hear you talk tomorrow? Great. I'm like, cool. Thanks for understanding. I'll see you tomorrow. I show up dressed as a mime. I held character. I didn't say anything to anyone the whole day. I was pulling imaginary ropes, building imaginary fucking walls and shit. It was fucking great. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start dressing up on every Halloween. I don't give a fuck. The next Halloween, I came in as Batman, and that was at Progressive Field.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that fucking, those videos you made with that costume.
So in the morning before I went to work, I just blacked out my eyes, you know?
Yeah.
And my wife saw me before I left, and she just shook her head, probably thinking about the decision she made of marrying me. Showed up on the job site for stretch and flex bright and early in the morning, and everyone was staring at me. This one iron worker, he's like, he was just staring at me. And I walked past him real quick. I'm like, where the fuck are you looking at? And he just lost it.
This works good.
So my foreman, he sees me and he just lost it. He saw me from across stretch and flex. He came up to me afterwards. He's like, please tell me you're going to hold a character all day. I'm like, all day. I'm like... So, a lot of street cred on that job site. Let me tell you, I really boosted morale that day, and I was the only one dressed up, just like I was the previous year as a mime. The only one dressed up. Now, I got a buddy. He's no longer in the Carpenters Union. He's an elevator guy now, but he showed up on Halloween one year. We were talking about this because I was telling him how I dressed up. He's like, I never met anyone really who committed like that. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, I showed up to the job site one year completely dressed in drag. And I'm like, no the fuck you didn't. No way. Like, you want to talk about walking into the flames? Like,
yeah.
He had a skirt, high heels, lipstick, eyeshadow, all of it. This is before any like social media too. Like I just like you win, dude. Like that takes balls. Like, I was nervous just walking in as a mime and Batman, but you came in dressed in drag, like at a blue collar job. Like, you already know what's gonna happen when you walk in, and sure as shit, he left that day regretting his decision because he was ridiculed. And in my mind, he's just a legend.
Fucking right, man. Game, you know?
Sent it.
Game recognizes just game.
Sent it. And absolutely. Like, him and I, we worked together for a little bit, and then we were separated because we were laughing too much. Like, you know, hyenas. Like, I mean, we were too busy laughing, really. It just wasn't good for production anyways. So it was probably in the company's best interest anyways. So, but yeah, he's making the big bucks now, building elevators. So good for him.
Yeah, I guess you could say that guy's job has its ups and downs, eh?
Not with that day. I think it's just ups.
So I gotta give you credit though, because, like, you know, like what I've noticed in the blue collar niche on social media is that, you know, like, we're not really competing, right? We're there's a lot of guys that are like, you know, we all got each other's back, right? We all get it. We're all like, You know, how far can we take this thing and what can
we do? We're all here because we fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I've noticed, you know, like with me even, I'll look at sounds a little bit differently. Like I did one the other day with like, you think you're the real Buzz Lightyear, right? I did that one. And like that fucking scene you did from Billy Madison, man, it kind of changed it for me a little bit, right? Where it's like, all right, like I've done movie sounds here and there a little bit once in a while, but they're a little bit harder to do, right? Especially how you did that one, and or I guess how we did that one now, but like how you did that one to start. It sort of changed it a little bit because like, right, you really had to dig deep to find out how to make that work, right?
Yep.
Right. There was no, oh, there's that sound. How can I make it work? You listen to it a little bit. Oh, I can't. And then you scroll on and or save it and try to come back to it later. But like, man, like, you know, every time I come by a movie one, it's like, all right, this one, there's always a way to fucking make it work.
Yeah. And honestly, what sparked that one for me, like I know there was a bunch of different spinoffs for that Billy Madison one, but for me, I think of like my favorite movie scenes, like my ultimate favorite movie scenes. I'm like, how can I make this relatable in a blue collar aspect? And
yeah,
and it'll weigh on my mind while I'm working, and I'll just think about it, and I'll think about different angles and all that to go at it. And it always just comes back to either a Sparky or the safety guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Safety. It's always the safety guy for me, right?
Like, no offense to Sparkies. Like I have so many Sparky buddies on different job sites, and like, it's just, my career is just so different now because of this nonsense. Like, people know who the fuck I am, and I'm still not ready for it. I'm still like in shock. Like, really, I am like there's guys on the job site. I'd be like, Murph. I'm like, I don't know. What's up? Like, you know, like I never met you, but hey, you know, and, It's really been heartwarming because, like I said, I feel like the trades just aren't fucking pushed. And it's just like you can have a good career with great pay and still have fun and not hate your life if you choose to do so. Let me show you the fucking way.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely, man. I love that. I love that you said that. Do you know who Rough Iron is?
I do. I've seen a few of his videos.
Rough Iron and I are good buddies there. We were talking when he was on this podcast like last year, and we were talking about it, and he said, he's like, you know, you've done some videos, right? Where like, I thought, fuck, I wish I would have thought of that, you know? And so he's like, and he's done a lot that I say the same thing too. He'll save that video and then like months later come back and do it, right? Like he's like, all right, enough time's been done. Or, and I told him I've done that too, you know, like I did a video last summer where I sat on that video for over a year before I redid it. I'm like, all right, I'm scrolling back through. I'm like, it's been over a year. I'm redoing this one now, right? And it's kind of sort of like your left-handed anger video. I'm doing that eventually. But it'll be a long time from now, but like probably like in another year or so, I'm going to do it. But.
And I love seeing it applied to like different trades. I love seeing like different twists and all that, you know, it's surreal. Really. It is I think the biggest takeaway for me, like, and I mean this wholeheartedly, like, I've sat back and just reflected on the amount of likes, views, reactions from all my videos. And it's just like, I've made a lot of people laugh and smile, like, on this planet.
You also made a lot of people hate you.
Comes with the territory. You're doing something wrong if you don't have any haters, you know?
Yeah. Hey, bro, you're not doing it right if people always like you.
But just to be like a little like glimmer of, you know, happiness and merriment I'll take that. I'm
Hell
happy.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Mission accomplished. Hell
yeah. I've had a lot of fun along the way, you know, and if this is the last ride for TikTok, you know, if this is the last ride, I can go out saying that, man, we had a lot of fun. We did a lot of cool shit, you know, and I don't think it is the last ride, but if it is, you know, because if U.S. TikTok goes down, Canadian TikTok follows, right? So
right,
and a lot of my following is based out of the U.S. So, you know, if this is the last ride for TikTok, I can go down and I can go down with that and be quite happy with what I've accomplished, you know.
And in all honesty, this all circles right back to the American government. And what I personally have to say about the American government is fuck the American government.
Shout out to the American government.
Yeah. Fuck the man.
Oh shit. Man, I don't want to keep it too much longer. It's, you know, past midnight there now and it's, you know, getting late here as well. So I like to end the podcast, and you said you've listened to a couple. I like to end the podcast, you know, with one last question. And you know, Mount Rushmore has four of the most interesting, but also four of the most influential people on the rock, you know. And if you could have your own Mount Rushmore, you know, four people that you look up to, inspired to be there, and inspired you along the way, who would they be and why?
All right, give me a second.
Yep.
That's tough. What a ending question. That's like a good closing question. Jeez.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
All right. First one, I'm going to have to say Morgan Freeman for his voice.
Oof. I jerk off to that voice. Damn.
Like, just think, like, oh, Andy loved geology. Study of pressure and time. Come on. Like, beautiful voice. So, Morgan Freeman. Number two. That's tough. This is, you thought about this, didn't you?
Oh, bro. This has been going on for, Jesus, we're on episode like 70, the end of the 70s here. This has been going on since episode 15 or 16, no?
All right. Morgan Freeman. Doc Brown for inventing the flux capacitor.
Hoorah.
Chuck Norris.
Do you think Chuck Norris sits around and says that you're on his Mount Rushmore?
I don't even want to be on his radar. I'm scared. And then I'll go with Keanu Reeves, because he's the
one. Oh, shit. Bro, yeah. Bubba Yaga.
Yeah, that's the Mount Rushmore.
Bubba Yaga, boogeyman. The guy just wanted to be left alone in peace to, like, deal with a dog that his dying wife had left him.
That's it. Just wanted to live his life. That's it.
Shit, dude. Neo. Are you a red pill or a blue pill kind of guy?
I'm gonna take them both and chase it with some Jameson and see what happens.
Oh, shit. Nah, I like that answer. All right, that's good. That's good. Fuck yeah, man. That's a solid fucking Mount Rushmore, dude. That's awesome. Good for you. That's a lot of it may be some toxic masculinity issues up there, but like, no, I'm fucking...
I wasn't anticipating it. You know, I was just thinking about some influential people. Like, you know, you got someone who invented a flux capacitor, a beautiful voice. You know, Chuck Norris is, you know, you can just, what, come on. And then Keanu Reeves, he's the one. I mean, what else you need, you know? Who else needs
Nothing.
To be up?
No. You know?
They'll protect.
I feel like this podcast would be a great disservice if I didn't ask you where people could find you on the socials, man. Because, like, I think everyone needs, if they don't already follow you, I think everyone that listens to this podcast needs to go and follow you. Because, dude, like, when I fucking came across your profile, dude, I was like, you know, it doesn't happen every day, but it's like, you know, in Zoolander when the light shines down on Buddy there, and what's that fucking thing called in Zoolander where like it's like their aha moment?
I can't remember, but like as soon as you mentioned Zoolander, all I can think of is, I think I got the black lung pop.
Yeah. Shit.
Merman, Dad.
Fuck, man. What's that called now, dude? Where they, when they?
It's gonna bother me too. It's gonna haunt me until I actually remember.
Yeah. Yeah, that the light shines down, they're like, whoa, baby, there's a fucking video, like a meme on it.
Hey man, I appreciate you having me.
We need to get your tag though. Where can everyone find you before you just, hey, you can't leave yet, buddy. I didn't dismiss you.
JMurphy216 on TikTok, and I think it's J.Murphy216 on Instagram. I could be wrong.
You need to get on Facebook too.
I'm trying to establish that. Zuckerberg has been shitty to me. Well,
Zuckerberg also owns Instagram now though, right? So Meta?
That's a valid point.
And Facebook pays phenomenally.
I hope to see it one day. And if not, I'm just happy to spread some laughs, you know.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not going to stop doing what I do because I truly feel like I'm changing the blue collar culture and view on it a little bit. And I'm happy to change people's perspective on blue collar work instead of just viewing us like, second class citizens or animals. Like this job site that I've been on, like a quarter mile walk to the job site, and they had a sign posted in the parking garage, construction workers should park on 6 and 7. Like, we bust our asses for you on this job 8 to 10 hours a day, and you want to make us walk farther. Okay, you know, it's unfortunate, but we're all humans. We all got families. Like, you know, we're like, it's 2024. Like, we landed on the moon allegedly 50 fucking years ago. Why are we still peeing and pooping in boxes? What are we doing?
We landed on the moon.
That's great.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, we could step it up, man. Like, these Porter Johns, like, give us like a light, you know, like maybe like a little light. So, you know, that would go a long way, I feel. But hey,
absolutely would.
We're gonna get there one day, you know.
One day. One day. Brother, thank you for coming on, dude. I appreciate it. This won't be the last time. This is the first time. It won't be the last. We're gonna have you on again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me, and it has been an absolute pleasure.
Fuck yeah, man. Like I said, man, you're a gem, and I absolutely love your content, man. And like there's not a fucking Murphy video that pops up that I don't not like, you know what I mean? And actually I scrolled all the way to the bottom. I'm like, when I come across a video I don't like, I'm gonna stop. And I just couldn't stop. I didn't. There was no stopping. So
I appreciate that, man. And I hope your podcast flourishes, and I hope you flourish as a human. And I hope that the next time we talk, we're both in much better places.
Hey, are you having a baby? You said your wife is pregnant at the beginning, and I didn't acknowledge that.
Yes, she's due in July.
Well, July fucking 5th. Congratulations. Do you know if it's a boy or girl?
Girl.
Oh, boy or abortion. No, I'm choking. I have two daughters.
So that'll put me with three daughters and one son. So
holy shit, dude. Sorry to hear that.
Hey, no,
severely outnumbered.
If I'm good at anything in this world more than this nonsense, it's being a dad, and I take so much pride in that.
Fuck yeah, man. Congratulations, dude. That's huge, man. And fucking that's everything, man. You know, like, this is what we do it for, right? Like, I have two daughters. One is 6 and one is 4. And we always talk about, you know, we're trying for another one, maybe two more. We always talk about, if the next one's a boy, we might be done. If the next one's a girl, we try one more time. I think no matter, regardless of what the next one is, we try for one more. When I first got with my wife, I didn't want to get married or have children, right? So, like, you know, it was like strictly just none of that. And then, you know, we got married because it would make her happy. And that's my fucking goal in this life, is to put a smile on that woman's face. And then it was like, well, let's have some children, you know? So our kids are very, very well, much, much planned. You know, we had to try to have her. We had doctor's appointments and tests and got to get on some medicines and shit like that, or drugs or whatever. And now we have two kids, and fucking, they're very much planned. And there's one thing that I love, as much as they fucking annoy me sometimes, as much as I wish I could have drowned one in the toilet at one point, it's those fucking kids. The younger one, the 4-year-old, here's the thing. I want my daughters to smash glass ceilings, right? I want them to be strong and independent and take no shit, but I don't want them to take no shit when I'm raising them. And when I'm trying to give them shit, I need them to be able to take the shit that I'm trying to get them to not take.
Whether you believe it or not, you're instilling your values in them every day. Whether you realize it or not, through every sentence or interaction you have with a person you don't even know in front of them, how you interact with the general public or anyone at all, like, you're instilling values every day. You're setting a constant example, and you know, we're all human. We're not perfect. And my kids have definitely seen me, you know, on my bad days and on my good days. But at the end of the day, you know, having all these kids, Thanksgiving is going to be fucking lit one day.
Okay. All right. So get this. My mom right now is in the hospital on 72-hour hold. She hasn't slept in 4 days. She looks terrible. She lives 4,000 kilometers away, which I don't know what is in miles, but I can't be there, right? Now, she has had a mental breakdown before in the past, and I don't know what this is, but, like, it was really fucking funny talking to her about it today, though. So she got hearing aids in, and she has to take them out because she thinks the Westboro Baptist Church is after her. She attacks them on Twitter quite a bit. So she thinks the Westboro Baptist Church is after her. She thinks people are stealing her money. And the funniest thing I heard today out of her mouth was, someone's trying to release her sex tape. And I'm just like, Mom, you don't have a sex tape, right? Like, my sister does. I've seen that one. I don't need to see my mom's, you know, like, please.
Yeah, it's enough trauma. It's enough trauma.
Yeah. Please don't do that. And she starts laughing, and then she starts smacking herself in the face. I'm like, what? She's like, who's spitting on me? Someone's spitting on me right now. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? She might have dementia. They're trying to rule out a brain tumor right now. Like, it's fucking funny. Right? And I was telling her, I'm like, I can't wait to get fucking old. If this is what I have to look forward to, I'm pumped. You know, my kids are going to wipe my ass. I'm not wiping yours. I have two sisters and a brother there to do that.
But the ultimate revenge.
What's that?
It's the ultimate revenge.
It's the ultimate revenge, buddy. And I can't wait till my kids are wiping my ass while I'm smacking myself in the face because I think people are spitting on me and they're stealing my money. And and I was talking to her about a video that I had made. I was trying to be funny, but her hearing aids weren't in. She doesn't want them in. But she put him in midway through the conversation. And all she heard was, yeah, I put that video out. And she's like, oh, I want to see that video. Can I watch that video? And my brother's right there. And he's like, no, you don't want to watch that one. And my sister's like, no. She's like, I do. I want to see it. I think it would be really good for me to see. And I'm like, Mom, I'm talking about my porno. And she's just like, oh, yeah, no, no, no. And she took her hearing aids out. Right? Like, oh, shit.
If all I'm going to say is if my kids have to wipe my own ass, just take me behind the garage, put me out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, buddy. This has been fun. I'm not going to keep you any longer. It's late.
Hey, not a problem. Again, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. And as I said before, I hope this podcast flourishes. I hope you flourish. I want to see more of this. And, you know, you were a fucking Mike Rowe. Get on this fucking podcast now. Thank you.
Mike Rowe, hold on. Let me get in the light here. Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe, are you listening? Murph, what do you got to say to Mike Rowe?
Mike Rowe, get on this fucking podcast right now.
Right, yeah. Come on, Mike Rowe. You know you want to. You know you want to.
He'll enjoy it. I enjoyed talking to you for an hour and a half thoroughly. I really did, and I wish we could talk more, but you're in Canada, and phone calls aren't they don't fly like that because
they're really expensive. Cost me $1 a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Hey, this podcast is coming out in June sometime. So while we're on that topic of fathers, happy Father's Day, brother.
Hey, you as well, man. You take care of yourself. Be safe out there. And I wish you the best, man.
Hey, you stay frosty. And yeah.